In the beginning there was light and life and love, a father loving his son in the joy of the Holy Spirit. And everything has come from light and life and love. But we look today at the world and we see it's not like that. We see a world full of darkness and death and disconnection. Where's that come from? Well, we've turned from the light. And when you turn from light, where else do you go but darkness? When you turn from love, where else do you go but disconnection? When you turn from life, where else do you go but death? But then what does love do when love sees the beloved in trouble? Love says, your pit will be my pit. Your debts will be my debts. Your darkness will be my darkness. Your death will be my death. So who is Jesus? He's the Son of the Father who came as our brother to be with us in the darkness, to take that darkness on himself, that death, that disconnection that we all deserve for turning from God. He took it on himself on the cross. He plunged it down to the hell that it deserves. And then he rose up again to light and life and love. And he says, you in the darkness, do you want my light? You in death, do you want my life? You in disconnection, do you want my love? And anyone who turns and says yes to Jesus, we now belong to him. We get his Father as our Father. We get his Spirit as our Spirit. We get his future as our future. It's for free and it's forever. So do you want Jesus?
Fun. I need you to not speak for just 5 minutes, is that okay? Thanks. Okay, do you know Jesus? Do you want to know Jesus? That was the question that we finished on. It's so good to be here. Carol said, how do you follow Bethany's testimony? How do I follow the girls' testimonies? It's quite a challenge. But yes, I have a couple of verses from God's Word. We'll read them. And then, boys and girls, for those of you who are down here at the front for the baptisms, I'm going to call on you for 2 minutes. And then, young people, you're my kind of people, I'm going to need three helpers, okay? Three happy helpers who are of high school age. All right. Okay, so if you've got a Bible, you can turn to John chapter 11, either on your phone or turn to the pages. John chapter 11, we're starting at verse 17. Let's just go for it. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. What a message we have here on Easter Sunday after witnessing baptisms. King Jesus says that he is the resurrection and the life. So if we've got our first slide, I took the International Children's Version from the Bible and I put it on the first slide. So boys and girls of primary school age, can you come back down? Sorry, especially the ones in the middle. Sorry, you have to tell me. Thanks. Right, we're going to do some thinking. Who here likes orange juice? Who here likes freshly squeezed orange juice? Yep, me too. We are going to absolutely squeeze the last moments of church out before we go home. And we're going to squeeze a couple of Bible verses. All right. So this is what it says in the children's version. It says, Jesus said to her, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will have life even if he dies. And he who lives and believes in me will never die. Martha, Do you believe this? Martha answered, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. You are the one who is coming to the world. Question, boys and girls, do you like my slide? No, I'm so glad you said no. Thank you for being so honest. When I wrote that slide, I was like, yeah, that's not great, is it? So what would make it come to life? And now, interestingly, if you're here in church on Friday night, Alan got us to think biblically, but imaginatively, okay? So I thought I would do something different to the slide. I thought I'd get a picture of the tomb. Now, you can decide if that is Lazarus's tomb or Jesus's tomb. It's just a picture, okay? But imagine which of the two tombs in the Easter story do we think this one is. Does that make it better? Does that make the word stand out? Does that bring it a bit more to life? Excellent. Well, that was the first aim of this talk, all right? So now we've got a tomb. We've got the stone that's been moved, and the tomb is empty. So let's read the words again. Boys and girls, do you think you could read with me? Is that okay? Yeah. I know it's long in the day. Who here was running? I was running. Yeah, we're all tired, aren't we? But as I say, let's just squeeze a little bit more energy. So I need your best reading voices. Are we ready? Okay, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will have life even if he dies. And he who lives and believes in me will never die. Martha, do you believe this? Martha answered, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. You are the one who is coming to the world. So, do you think that Martha gets who Jesus is? From these verses, do we think that Martha gets who Jesus is? Yes. In the same way that Martha has fully understood who Jesus is, it's exactly the same way that Carol and Bethany have understood who Jesus is. And by them believing, that has led them to committing their life to follow Jesus, and that has led them to be baptized. All right. Now, as I said, we're going to squeeze these verses, and we're going to see what else we can learn. All right. So I need three high school young people. I need one at that side for that section. I need somebody to stand up and be at the back at that section. And then I need another high school young person to be at that side. Now, if you know me, you know that I spring this on you. But you also know that I reward those who are being bold and brave, okay? So think about it. It's Easter Sunday. If you can be bold and brave, and I need one high school young person to stand at the back, another person in the middle, and another person to be in the middle. And if I've already made eye contact with you, you know that I'm looking at you, all right? Okay. Anyone bold and brave? Yes, Ryan, young man. Yes, Ryan, can you go stand for these guys? Bethany, can you go stand? Rebecca, can you go stand at the middle section? I just need one more. Yep, Sam, thank you. Thank you, son. Thank you. Great. Now, boys and girls, can you decide who you want to stand beside? Now, the only thing I need is I need at least one boy or girl from here to be standing with the high school young people. Okay, so can you spread yourselves at the back? All right. You can go now. Excellent. So we've got some guys with Ryan. We've got some guys with Becky, do you have? Yep. Excellent, excellent. Okay, so now what I thought I'd do, even to bring more colour to these verses, was I thought I would highlight some of the things, and I've done three highlights in three different colours, okay? So Ryan, so James and Ryan, and this whole section, I want you guys to read the next slide. Do you think you can do that? Ryan's been bold and brave. I need you guys all to be bold and brave and read aloud, all right? And we'll see what words we've highlighted first, okay? Let's go. So Ryan and James and everyone else, can you read to church these verses and emphasize the green highlighted word?
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will have life even if he dies. And he who lives and believes in me will never die. Martha, do you believe this? Martha answered, Yes, Lord, I believe. You are the Christ, the Son of God. You are the one who
is
coming into the world.
Ryan. Well done, young man. Okay, so what do we think Martha did? Believed. Yes, come on. Come on, I know it's late in the afternoon. Brilliant. Ryan, you've set the bar. Becky, you've got a big section, okay? So I'm expecting a lot, okay? Guys, let's go. Okay, what else can we squeeze out of it? In your time. Excellent, yes. Okay, who are these verses talking about? Who is Jesus talking about? Jesus, yes, himself. Good. Okay, one more, guys. Sam and co, okay, over to you. Do we need the lights out? Is it better if we put the lights out? Yeah. Is that better? Yeah, excellent. Okay. Sam, when you're ready, go. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, do we understand who Jesus was and what his aim was? Okay, so Jesus not only talks about himself, but he also talks about the purpose of why he came. All right, Jesus says that he has the resurrection and the life. This is Resurrection Sunday. We are on Easter Sunday. And Jesus declares, that, and Martha declares, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. The one, the only one, who could save our sinful states. All right, so I've got one more slide, maybe two more slides. But yes, let's just recap. So boys and girls, we started to having you at the front. Have we understood what these verses in John's Gospel are pointing at? Okay, it starts with belief. Every single Christian who's ever made a commitment of faith, it starts with belief. John's Gospel is full of the belief message. All right. Bethany and Carol believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They believe that Jesus died on the cross, not because of what he did, but because of what we have all done. All right. We believe that Jesus is God's Son, the resurrection and life. And Carol and Bethany brought this out beautifully in their testimonies. If we ask for forgiveness for our sins and ask Jesus to be king of our life, then Jesus says that we will have eternal life. I absolutely love Easter Sunday. It is the best day in the year for me. It is better than Christmas. Boys and girls, Easter Sunday is better than Christmas Day. All right, can you believe that? All right. Excellent, you're already in a good start. Excellent, all right. So the last slide that I thought I'd leave you with, this is, I thought I liked the colour in this one. But sometimes the Bible is a black and white message, as in sometimes it's pretty sharp, all right? And I thought I would get everybody in church to think about this. And we've adapted these verses, all right? So Jesus says to, and insert your name. Jesus says to us all, I am the resurrection and the life. He or she who believes in me will have life even if they die. When you go home, can you open John chapter 11, verses 25, 26, 27? Can you insert your name in there when Jesus says that he is the resurrection and the life? And he or she who lives and believes in Jesus will never die. Is that good news? Is that not just the best news that we will ever hear? Insert your name there. Do you believe this? I wonder what your answer would be to the question that's on the screen. It is sometimes that real. It is that stark. It is that black and white sometimes. I hope that if you've never made a commitment of faith to Jesus, like the girls have both explained in their testimonies, I hope today can be that day for you, where you can say your name and you can believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And if you do that today, then that is the greatest news that you will ever experience. That is the greatest news that we can ever share to the world, to our community, to our people and our circles of friends and family. I wonder what your answer would be. Let me pray, and then the band are going to come back up. Father God, we thank you. We thank you that we celebrate Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day. Father, we thank you that King Jesus says that he is the resurrection and the life. Father, I thank you that you move us to believe. And when we believe, we live for you. Father, we thank you for all that we have heard, both from Carol and from Bethany, and from your word throughout the day. Lord, would you move in our hearts? Would you move in our minds? Lord, if we have doubts, would you provide those answers to those doubts, Lord? Father God, we pray that in your will that you would move in hearts and minds here this afternoon. Father God, we thank you that we continue to celebrate Jesus, that Jesus is alive. Father, help us in worship now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.